Today's GeoQuiz gets underway with a barrage of firecrackers. It's carnival time, and that means it's party time in many places around the globe. But Brazil's version of carnival is said to be the biggest and wildest in the world. So for our GeoQuiz, we're looking for the name of a place in downtown Rio de Janeiro. It's Party Central, where the best samba dancers and drummers strut their stuff. The big parades go down a quarter-mile stretch of street that was converted into a permanent parade ground a few years back. It's lined with bleachers for more than 70,000 spectators. So what's the name of Rio's top carnival parade venue? We'll hear more about this year's carnival when we come back with the answer in just a bit. I'm Marco Werman, this is The World, and we're headed to Party Central in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, where the biggest party in the world has kicked off. But not without a close call, many of the colorful and glittering costumes and floats that give Carnival its dazzle were destroyed by fire last month. Reporter Solana Pine is in Brazil, and set the stage for us, Solana, first of all. Where do these samba parades take off from?
So the full name is the Sambódromo Marquês de Sapucaí, but it's generally called the Sambódromo or Sambódrome in English. And it's a long avenue, about 7 football fields. It's blocked off like an open-air stadium, seats about 70,000 people. And it's there that you see these amazing parades. Each samba school, there's like 12 in this special group in total, march through with 3,000 to 5,000 people dressed up in the most outlandish costumes you can imagine. Huge feathers, you know, some yesterday they had clown-faced doctors in white coats running around on hospital beds. And
cool.
They had, and then there are people dressed up as like a shower. They have a shower nozzle attached to their head and then are dressed in bathing gear.
I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, tell us about what was thought to be a deal breaker for 3 of the samba clubs, or schools as they're called. It was a fire last month that destroyed costumes and floats, but you were there last night, and apparently so were the 3 schools affected by this devastating fire. What did you see? What happened?
It was very dramatic. The Portela, which is one of the oldest samba schools in the city, their drum corps marches in and for a moment crouches down and stops drumming in this moment of silence before springing back up and starting up again in this kind of blast of samba music. Their supporters were crying, you know, and everybody was actually really impressed with what they managed to pull together. They lost a little bit more than 3,000 costumes, but it was hard to tell from looking at them. They had, their theme was the ocean, and so they had these massive floats of like blue glowing gods of the sea, and they had dancers, you know, decked out in huge blue feathers and sequins and lots of metal, and they put on a really great show that was praised by everybody. Now tonight we're going to see 2 other schools, and now Portela lost a lot of costumes, but one of the other schools, Grande Rio, lost all of their floats and almost all of their costumes. And so everybody for a while thought that they just wouldn't be able to parade at all. But they say that they're going to be out there, and their supporters, everybody is so fired up, just happy to see these schools out there. I think it's still really something to see.
So what was the secret behind their kind of like rebirth? I mean, did they have any wealthy supporters who came to their rescue to kind of get them on the street?
The government of Rio de Janeiro immediately offered to put up money to help these schools recover. And so that was part of it. But these schools are really fueled by the communities. So it's community volunteers as well as wealthy supporters. These are expensive displays who really make it work. And so volunteers came in, everybody came together and worked around the clock to make new costumes and to just, you know, try to make up for what was lost.
So Solana, this is your first carnival in Rio. What's really jumped out at you so far?
It really defies description. I mean, the parades are certainly the most famous of the things that, you know, I'd seen pictures of on TV, but it's a nonstop party. You can just wander around the city following the sound of the drums and you see, you know, people dressed up as pirates, or there's a very popular bloco, a band that's called Carmelitas, and it's supposed to be inspired by a nun who is taken out to see carnival. And so all of their supporters dress up as nuns and pack the streets, you know, drinking, throwing confetti. The music was constantly playing. Everybody was in costume. Starts at 7 in the morning and goes basically all night.
What's the best float you've seen so far, Solana?
I was very much impressed with Unidos da Tijuca, which did, their theme was fear and fear in movies. So they had this float that was kind of hilarious with a pool of water and then Jaws, the shark, a model of shark, biting a man, kind of hanging out and just parading down the avenue. It was pretty great.
Well, Solana, let's go out with the sounds of Carnival and hear some of that incessant drumming. Global Post reporter Solana Pine in Rio de Janeiro, and thank you so much.
Bon carnaval.
Bon carnaval.